Mermaid and the Lion. Mermaid and the Lion.
We're gonna head on back. We sure be sorry we be free.
They had a church way downtown for the slaves. It was called Landon's Chapel for Reverend Landon, a white man that preached there. Us went to Sunday school, too. Aunt Vic read the Bible sometimes then. When us joined the church, they sang Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. Mas Thomas had lots of slaves to die, and they was buried in the colored folks cemetery that was on the river back to Lucas Place.
In the 1930s, the U.S. government decided to put unemployed journalists and writers to work. As you may have guessed, the assignment was to interview and document the life stories of the formerly enslaved who were still living at the time.
What were your houses and life like on the plantation?
Slaves lived in log cabins and had red mud dogged in the cracks, twisted logs. The roofs was made out of boards, but had so many cracks twisted them. After a few rains made them sink, us could lay in the bed and see the stars through them big old holes. Even if us did have leaky houses, folks didn't get sick half as much as they does now.
This 8-episode limited series reenacts one of these interviews every week starting February 22nd. We know. We would love to bring you hundreds of these stories, but that depends on support from listeners like you. Take a moment to tell a friend, rate us 5 stars and leave us a stellar review. Sign up for our text messages or make a cash donation by buying us a coffee, if you can. Also, make sure to follow us on social media at Mind Over Slave. Thank you for telling everyone you know about this project.